Donovan Watkiss is a Jamaican television and radio host, digital media, marketing strategist, writer, and media maven. Donovan Watkiss credits as a marketer, started working with organizations like Flow Jamaica, Digital Jamaica, Jamaica National Group, Taurus Riley, and the Bank of Jamaica. He is the producer behind all of those Bank of Jamaica inflation advertisements. Let us welcome our own Rotarian, Donovan Watkiss. Welcome, Donovan Watkiss.
So we have the host, Star Girl, Anna Carey Crooks, Desmond Creary, Ingrid, Jem, Joan, Karen, Pinda, Kenneth Wilson, Kesslin, Marcia McLaughlin, Michael's iPhone, Simone Rocha Club, Ocherius East. I should visit your club, Simone. Warren Taylor. Good evening, President, fellow Rotarians and guests.
Good evening.
So, this evening, I just want to have a conversation, nothing too sophisticated, just pricking of your brain and sharing some things that I've been thinking about on the arts and how technology, to a lesser degree, can contribute to development. But I'm really going to focus mostly on some of the gaps in arts development in Jamaica. And my topic is arts and technology. Can I turn this camera around? Because if I could, oh yes.
Very good.
You can see the screen?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
I just saw you.
That is technology.
That is technology, see?
Right.
So, as you know, my background is I went to an art school, and a lot of my peers, persons I went to school with, persons before me and after me, they struggled to find a footing in industry, in the working world. And I have a couple of things I'm going to go through to highlight how the society, and I don't want to blame government alone, because it's also a private sector thing, and it's also an individual's responsibility to develop himself. But there needs to be some infrastructure in place that can help. And will help every single person's industry, every Rotarian and your profession can benefit from arts and technology's development, which I am saying is the heart of national development. So arts and technology is the heart of national development. And I know in Jamaica, we have the Heart Institute, but that's not what I'm talking about. So national preparedness, as we discovered recently with COVID, is inadequate. We are far from ready to handle any kind of emergency. There's a lot of people unemployed in Jamaica, a lot of people who are dependent on either the next paycheck, tourism, foreign exchange through remittances, just a lot of external dependence that happen, and it affects our preparedness in Jamaica. And I'm saying national preparedness should mean a growing surplus of health, financial reserves, adequate guarantees for all citizens, and supporting resources and infrastructure for not just some, but everybody. And we saw where COVID did that. Are you saying something, Rotarian and Yvonne?
Sorry, Rotarian Donovan.
I'm looking at you alone. Why I can't see the entire screen? Oh, I have to swipe. Oh, good. Now I'm seeing everybody. Okay. So I'm saying national preparedness includes those things. Surplus of health, money, adequate guarantees for people where they can feel like being a Jamaican means they are protected in all ways necessary to cushion any kind of emergency. Now, we're excellent in the arts, excellent in the sciences, and I believe we can use all three. Somebody saying something? Oh, so I'm saying, if we develop excellence in the arts and excellence in the sciences, technology in particular, we can use those two disciplines to furnish guidance for future prosperity and help us to cushion anything that are some things, not anything, because some things we really may not be prepared for. But it can help us to be a more prosperous nation. Now, what are Jamaica's gifts? Like, what are we really good at that nobody can test we on? Anybody can answer that? What Jamaica is known for? Say that again?
Creativity. Our music.
Music, creativity. There's one more.
Other things.
Culture.
We have the fastest man in the world.
With what?
People.
The fastest man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Sports.
So our winning edge worldwide is the visual arts. We have some of the best visual artists. World class. Nobody can test you on that. We have some of the best performing artists. And versus being versus Bounty, where there was a testament to that, where they can't even find somebody else to match up to being a Bounty again, because that showed the world that Jamaica is the originator and the only set of people who could do something like that. And we're very good at performing. So we're good at the performing arts. We're good at the culinary arts. Worldwide, we're known for the Jamaican food. We put that up against anybody's food, the Italian food, the French food, anybody, and we just will win because Jamaican food is above and beyond. And we're very good at sports. We have a great sporting some of them, not all of them, because some of them playing themselves. But in track and field in particular, we excel. We have a great program with the champs and all of that. And we develop great athletes who are world class. If those things are what we're known for worldwide, and we do them well when we put out the few who end up at the top, how are we doing in developing other people? And I'm saying, I believe technology is one thing that we can merge with the arts to create more. We might not have the another Usain Bolt, but I believe we can have other people and much more leverage if we create, if we have a conduit to create every single year somebody on the level of a Usain Bolt. Every single year we're putting out pieces of performances that are on the level of maybe not at Beanie Bounty level, because that took years, but we can learn from it and use technology to put it out. Last year, the film industry made $2.3 billion in Jamaica, $2.3 billion Jamaican dollars. Most of that was from imported productions. So James Bond came here, Top Boy, which was an England film on Netflix, sponsored by Drake, came here, big production, couple other productions. I don't know if my returns are in this as well, but I operate in the film industry. But most of this $3 billion was from productions that persons made outside of Jamaica and then brought into Jamaica. So it wasn't a creative process for us to make it, export it. to make this $2.3 billion. The entertainment industry, which is beyond just film, between 2015 to 17, I believe, made over $107 billion. And this was events-based mostly with the Reggae Sumfest, the Dream Weekends. Over 20,000 events were organized between that time, between 2015, I think, to 2017. And this has grown exponentially. So it's probably, there hasn't been a recent valuation, but it's probably more than $107 billion. Now, this is, again, dependent on productions that invite tourists to come. So Dream Weekend is dependent heavily on tourism and people being able to come to Jamaica. Sumfest, tourism-based again. Most of the productions that, and jazz and blues used to be that too. So they used to import artists, pay artists a lot of money. But in Jamaica, 80% of the artists, actors, singers, and dancers are unemployed. Remember, I was telling you earlier that most of the people I went to school with who are brilliant actors, brilliant dancers, brilliant singers, they're not gainfully employed in the arts. We see digital rising stars every year trying to find the next rising star. Even the people who end up winning don't remain in the arts as singers. They get discouraged along the way because there's not an A&R developmental program in Jamaica to facilitate the kind of development needed to get them world class. Just like how if Champs was rising stars for sports, there needs to be the same kind of development and coaching that Champs get for singers in Jamaica, so that we can put out world-class singers at the level we put out world-class athletes. Are you with me? Good. So our human resources mixed with technological resources, I believe, can triple or even 10 times the current earning potential, because 80% of the people who contribute or should contribute to the industry or industries of arts and technology are unemployed. We don't have the University of Technology. One time a speaker came to Rotary and spoke about the mandate for the University of Technology and what it has contributed to national development. The University of Technology has a law school, but it does not have a coding school. It doesn't have an app development school a la Howard University or one of those places where they really focus on developing technology for culture, to move culture. That's how Facebook started, out of dorm rooms, because they learned coding and they understood how people operate. And they just create this thing that became a catalyst that they tested first in the school. And now everybody using Facebook worldwide to do all kinds of things. We don't have that in Jamaica. And I believe the University of Technology, just think about the name. It named University of Technology. And the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts could merge and do a program or programs that will be directly focused on national development through arts and technology. Getting the people who are talented, getting them to make their own platforms if they don't see spaces to use already, getting them to create things that don't exist, and it will create new industries, and that will spiral this $107 billion that we have here into new paradigms, because it's going to start to connect the world. It's going to start to connect Jamaica first, from a simple thing like UTEC solving the electric / gas problem that we have, and facilitating a tri-rail that run off electricity from Constant Spring to downtown, That alone fix the traffic problem. If you fix the traffic problem, you fix a whole heap of cultural problems in Jamaica. You create cleaner spaces for performances, for pedestrian traffic. You can put murals where there were once car parks or trafficking areas and pollution areas. You fix a whole heap of things. Now I'm gonna go through five things or five ways we can immediately transform Jamaica using the arts. And we can start, just think of Kingston first, but then multiply this in your mind for all over Jamaica. Five ways the arts can transform Jamaica. Infrastructural design lift. There are a lot of boring infrastructure in Jamaica. And for such vibrant people that we are, we need to take more time to put some culture in the architecture and just brighten some of the dark areas. That's actually a direct contribution to crime and violence in Jamaica. Downtown Kingston, from downtown to East Kingston, has a whole heap of waterfront space. Just like what Port Royal built. Is P.P. Wynn someone here? She's not here.
No, but she's not on.
Just like how downtown, just like how Port Royal got that piece of technology for the ship, there could be a waterfront walk from where Bank of Jamaica is, or even where the restaurants are, go all the way to the airport. A well-lit area. And this is something that I saw when I went to Dubai. They have this very long walkway. And along the walkway, you had ice cream. You had people performing. You had people painting faces. You had people doing miming and all that. Now, Edna Manley teach miming. Edna Manley teaches clowning. Edna Manley teach all these street performing arts. But I've never in all my days see, and the people at Emancipation Park don't count because that's not real clowning. I've never in all my days in Jamaica seen a street performer where him sit down, yes, sir, and you know, say, I got there. Just like when you go to Subway in New York and you see street performers in the Subway and you see people outside, they can get a little sculpture on your face or something. Never in all my days seen that. And there are a lot of people who are talented, who take their talents and either one, leave Jamaica, or two, they become teachers. And they dismiss their cultural offerings. I'm not saying nothing wrong with a teacher. I was a teacher. But there's something in them that could have contributed to national development. So I'm saying a simple thing like using technology to fix that waterfront wave. Light it, design it, put murals there, make space for pedestrians, cyclists, night vendors, night traffic, and have a bustling movement of people and put security there to protect them from downtown Kingston to East Kingston on the waterfront. I'm thinking about it now, and it's just a romantic thing. Can you imagine the amount of proposals that will happen and the amount of love it will bring back to the city?
We need to have different marital law.
but that brings some a different kind of energy to the city, you know? And that's just one thing. As I was saying, over 80% of professional artists in Jamaica are unemployed. And this underexploited area could bring new life to the budget. The very budget is 4% of the national budget from a bond, probably this happened. But ever since I became aware, I have known the national budget to put 4% towards arts, gender, entertainment, and sports, which mean that the arts, which them call culture, get 1%, because quarter of 4 is 1% of the national budget goes to the arts. And the most we'll get is Grand Gala and Independence Celebration from the national budget. That's a travesty in my estimation. But developing the arts from outside, instead of government out, you develop it from outside in, where it's feeding itself. people are earning, people can regularize. So in order for somebody to perform on the waterfront that I'm talking about, there must be a registered performer in Jamaica. Just like for somebody to set up a business, they have to be a registered business owner. That's the same way you have to context the arts and don't just have it as an external hobby thing. In America, the arts contribute more to the national economy than construction and agriculture. I was surprised to learn this, but it is true because remember them of Hollywood and them of all of that, but they also have the street performers. They value people in the arts. In America, many of them are unemployed too, you know, but they have a lot of infrastructure to support artists in every city, every municipality, every town, everywhere you find places for the arts and artists to flourish. Next thing, include the arts as a greater part of the core curriculum development. Most of the curricula that I have seen, and I detested music for a long time. We had to blow a thing named the recorder. Now, I've never seen a professional recorder player in my life. Or the conga drum. I've seen people play the conga drum and make careers out of it. But those two primitive organs cannot be the sole basis of teaching music in Jamaica. A country that is known for music, like we started by saying Jamaica is known for music, sports. Cannot be that the 600,000 students that we have year to year in Jamaica, their key, their gateway to the arts, music in particular, is a recorder. Because the recorder, it does not play an integral part in the kind of music we make. You can learn notes, but it does not foster music development. A lot of people are turned off from music by blowing this very annoying instrument. We can move towards a more sophisticated teaching of the arts from early. Adopt specialist schools where children go to school only for the arts. So in Canada and parts of the US and other sophisticated nations, they have high schools that children go particularly for the arts, particularly for technology. They specialize from early. So just like I was telling with Usain Bolt, Usain Bolt basically went to track and field high school, you know, because they focused him on track and field. That's why he became Usain Bolt. When other children were doing other things, they had him running. They had him in helicopter flying into Kingston to come run. His focus was that. Now you need that to stretch out to other children, because you may have other talented children, but they don't have the early support that Usain Bolt got because he's gifted. You may not have children who are as gifted early as Bolt, but you have other people who could develop a talent and support the national development in the arts and by extension technology. If we have specialist schools where if we see a child have a certain inclination to something, parents say, all right, cool, I'm not sending him to Vaz. Well, not Vaz, not sending him to Arden. I'm sending him to Donovan Watkins High School for the visual and performing arts and technology. And the fourth thing is, arts can be used to highlight important topics like inflation, President Natasha, or climate change. One of the big issues we have in Jamaica and the world is climate change. I have the fan blowing on me right now. Now it's long time Jamaica hot, but we all can agree that sometimes it feels hotter. And I don't think we are understanding how our culture and how we live and our lifestyles and habits are contributing to the differences in temperature that not just Jamaica feeling, but the world is experiencing. We litter too much, and it can't just be a simple ad, but an ad can work. But culture, using the arts to teach and reteach people ancient wisdoms and traditions of keeping themselves, of healing themselves. Another way is through art therapy. There's not a culture in Jamaica of therapy. Show of hands who went to therapy last month, last year, last 5 years, last 10 years. Not one person. Let me see. Who put up their hand? I don't see nobody put up their hand. Therapy is an important thing.
Depends on what type of therapy.
Make we hear it, Natasha. Talk. Let us hear about your therapy. I'm talking about art therapy here. So the arts can foster a culture of therapy where persons, instead of expressing this national anger that we have, because we're an angry nation. I don't watch the news because pure anger comes on the news. I don't want that in my system. Most of you probably do watch the news. So you see that the nation is a nation of frustrated and angry people. Now, there are ways to channel your anger. The arts is particularly versed in teaching people how to channel their anger into productivity, into money, into riches, into solving their urgent needs and problems. The arts can do that by rearranging how you see life, how you see things. And the easiest way to change the quality of life for Jamaicans is to develop arts and technology. Jamaica was built on a plantation system. Kingston, if aliens came here and looked down on Kingston, they would immediately see the social disparity between the top of Cherry Gardens and the bottom of Matches Lane. It is just how it is. Now, a child being born in either community don't have a choice. They come up, they're gonna be subject to whatever is in their environment. But the arts and technology is a great equalizer. Persons who excel in the arts in Jamaica traditionally come from a particular socioeconomic group, and they make within one song, one idea, one thought, change not just the fortune of them, but their entire family. They move up quickly by being excellent in the arts. And some of them are not even so excellent. They're just entrepreneurial. And the arts served as a vehicle to move them from out of their circumstances into opulence and living a better life than they were born into. And also, a lot of people who were prejudiced, who lived the status quo and the plantation system, started, if you look at the history of Jamaica, honestly, the music itself was even accepted. Bob Marley was shunned when he lived on Hope Road. That's why I'm saying, when chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Because they didn't like this Rasta man to come live beside them in what they call opulence. But he changed that. And those very neighbors, I saw them on CNN, same neighbors Bob Marley spoke about. They were on a program, I think it's NBC, talking about how Bob Marley was their neighbor.
The ones that he wanted to do.
Yeah, disturb. I want to disturb my neighbors. And now they are very proud that Bob Marley disturbed them. So there's an equality nature that the arts can provide that no other discipline can provide. There's something about it that when it is showcased in excellence, it kills all prejudice and helps with equalizing society and for people to see that the next person, because he might have a different address, he's still a human being and he wants the same thing, which is a better life for himself and his family. The arts like sports is a unifying force for communities. When war are gone, the arts and sports usually is what even the politicians use to solve it. Communities come together and reflect when a good movie about the community is shown. where they can see themselves and their images. Uptown and downtown appreciate the same entertainment. There was a party named Passa Passa that happened in the middle of Tivoli that Uptown people were the greatest patrons. They went down there and they enjoyed themselves. And it equalized. People start to realize that the other that they thought is just a human being, just like them. Because they appreciate the same kind of culture and entertainment. And with that kind of cohesiveness and holistic coming together, you can now put useful values into the arts. So a lot of things about especially dancehall, it's not holistic. It's violent, it's tribal, it's detrimental, it's hurtful. But dancehall is lyrics. And if you can make bad lyrics, you can make good lyrics. And if you can turn people into devil, you can turn them into God. Because the energy is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was. A man can corrupt it, but a man can also make it holy and nice. If you put the same tune, same beat with good lyrics, you can plant strong social values, ethics, and replace those things we deemed useless and foster new guidance for the society where we grow and develop and the place nice. And those are my words this evening on how we might use the arts and technology in simple ways, very simple ways, just my thoughts that I've been prying recently to develop this nation from where it is. There's a whole lot more. There's a whole another level of sophistication to it where it requires policy and intricate details and focus on streaming. As you know, I have a streaming show, so I'm fully on that and using that to test and measure the entertainment industry and the cultural industry and make it better. But from a layman term, from me to you, those are the things I want to talk about. Thank you, President. Thank you, fellow Rotarians and guests. Any questions?
Thank you, Rotarian Donovan, for those colorful insights. There's a question from Rotarian Anna.
Actually, that's a reaction. Yeah, that was a clap. But if you want more sign language, this is it.
Rotarian. Okay.
Yeah.
Rotarian.
PAG Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, excellent presentation, Rotarian Donovan. You have taught us a lot tonight. Two questions, really. You mentioned UTEC. I'm a past student, and when I went there, it was the College of Arts, Science, and Technology.
Look at that.
I don't know if it's because of the School of Art coming into being why they took away and change the name, you know, to UTEC. And so I'm saying that the College of, the Norman Manley College of Visual Art.
Edna Manley,
right. I'm saying that, I'm hoping that that is taking off a lot of the pressure and building up the art resources, as it were, in Jamaica at this time. The other point really is my mind went to that film we produced with Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come. And what is your opinion of doing like another one similar? The Harder They Come 2 or The Harder They Come 3, whatever you want to call it.
Well, a couple of things. I did a movie named Junior, which was a spin-off of that, which I won several awards for. You can check it out. It's on YouTube. Just Google Junior J.R. Watkiss. Because that's a good story of Country Boy Come to Town, which is it's pretty Jamaican because we always had the rural-urban drift, which was happening at the time when that movie was made. But there are a ton of ideas that are not yet developed, underexploited, underfunded, because one, government, private sector don't see the arts as a viable option for national development. And two, there's a language barrier between persons who practice the arts and persons in the finance sector. When I talk to my friend Atasha, who is the VP of money, and I tell Atasha, say, Atasha, I have a film, you know. Atasha gonna say to me, cool, so how will that make me money? The arts have a problem with articulating how the money will come back to the sponsor. Partly because we have 2.5 million people. It's a small market. We have 2.5 more in America. So the language barrier that we have, if you make a movie for Jamaicans without having code switching and coded language that stretch out to another audience, it is hard to justify Atasha getting back her money, because 2.5 million people, you can't market a movie to pay her back, because the movie is probably going to cost 2.5 million US if you're making a good movie. So there's a language barrier that happening, and it's slowly changing, because Jamaicans are now becoming more open and they're understanding that what was once known as twanging is code switching. When I went to the Edna Manley College, I had to do Shakespeare, because acting is the physical and vocal interpretation of a text. We think, say, Jamaican movie, if I say, yo, Batman, come here, re, 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 re. And when Miss Chin or Mr. German watching it, might say, what him just say? It miss him, it gone over him head. So the movie is affected in terms of its marketability and reach. So there needs to be more code switching if we should make a new Harder They Come. For this time, it will need some code switching. We can exploit streaming services, which is a couple of things I'm looking at now. I'm actually making a documentary on the comedy. And although there will be Jamaican jokes, I'm gonna use subtitles, and I'm gonna also use American voices to do some of the voiceovers, so that it speaks to not just my people in Jamaica, it speaks to the people that have the money. Can pay back Atasha, who will sponsor it later on.
Okay, I have a question here from Rotarian. Wonderful presentation. You mentioned the negative impact on children by introducing them to music by the recorder as the instrument. What are some cost-effective alternative suggestions?
Well, that's the first problem, the cost-effective part. It's not it's not cost-effective to study finance. It's not cost-effective to even do cooking. If you do food and nutrition, it costs a whole heap of money to do the exam. You know? They have to buy a whole heap of food. They have to buy, you know, all the meals cost money.
Yeah, the it's very expensive, for real.
Yeah, man, very expensive.
Ever practical, you have to have all the ingredients. You have to buy everything.
Yes. You have to buy ingredients, and if you don't have the ingredients, you fail, because
the
examiner come and the food not taste good, and you don't have no sugar in your cake. I want that, like, it doesn't make no sense. So the first the first approach is to get rid of the idea that learning, the value of learning, must be cost effective. Because the things that we excel at, which is food, as I say, first, track and field, we put a lot of money into it. A lot of money, but we also excel in the arts, and we don't put no money into it. The arts is self-sufficient and still manage to make $107 billion without an ounce of contribution from government or anybody. So it's the same approach that must be taken from the school level. We're good for food. We spend money on food. That is our culture. We're good for sports. We spend money on sports. That is our culture. We're good for the performing and visual arts. We have to spend money on it because that is also our culture. So if the child wants to play piano, he need to get a keyboard. If the child wants to play guitar, need to get a guitar. The same way by the recorder. You can't have this mass recorder playing business to 500 students a year. And at the end of the day, not one of them choose music as a profession because the recorder just doesn't make sense to them. So whatever inclinations, it must be part of the offering. Just like when you buy a textbook, you buy your instrument and you help and you get teachers who are equipped to teach children how to be musicians. And it's not just instruments, you know. It's technology time. Make beats.
Which instrument do you teach your children to use?
I have a piano, I have a keyboard upstairs, and they have a drum and a guitar. They mash up the guitar, though. They need a new guitar. But they
have a plan.
I was just going to mention the drum, you know. No parent want to buy their child.
You have enough of time, then.
Any further questions for Rotarian Donovan?
Yes, I have a question for Rotarian Donovan.
Okay, Director Joe.
Yeah.
Rotarian Donovan, the presentation was great.
Is this Rotarian Joe?
Yes, and I like the initiatives that you have discussed. However, I think that people who have interest in different areas, like for instance, you know, going back to Atash as an accountant who would be a part of the accounting association, and Rotarian Ingrid, who is a part of the bar association. I think that maybe what you can do is to put together an association that you can put all the initiatives, you agree them, and you make a presentation to government or to organizations that you could seek funding from.
I sit on a government board for culture, you know, and I've done exactly that.
Okay.
You know what they said? Yes.
No, I was going to say, because I mean, the presentation was so good that I'm here thinking that, boy, if Donovan decided to start a group, just like what the athletes do with school, with the what do you call it, the running thing, the athletes, and if Donovan started and we can invest, then I would, because the presentation was so great. You got me.
No, I'm fully, and I have a selfish interest in it. This is why I could talk about it, because I'm doing it, right?
Okay.
That is the driving force of my company, but not just in Jamaica. Use technology and the arts to build my company. But as I do it and it's working, I'm seeing it where it could be multiplied in several areas. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm interested in something I thought you were going down, because I like that road, the people who will and should help the arts aren't people who are in the arts. We need accountants. We need lawyers. Okay. We need people who, I always tell the story how Ingrid saved me $10 million on one call.
Woo!
One phone call.
Literally. I'm happy I'm your friend.
I remember the time.
And Ingrid, expecting what? What's the phrase again?
I remember it was 3 o'clock, I got a call, right? About a business arrangement. I called Ingrid. I just told her what it was over the phone. She responded to me. I hung up the phone from Ingrid, called the person, told them what Ingrid said. $10 million was on the table. Exactly what Ingrid said. Now,
awesome.
Nothing in my teaching as an artist taught me those words that Ingrid told me. So we need people with the language of development outside of the arts to help arts development.
Right.
Okay.
So Rotarian Donovan, my final point then, Rotarian Donovan, you people, I think you should start. on my phone.
I don't hear you, John. So what is it again?
Yeah, my internet connection is okay. I'm saying now that you have some captive people, the accountants, the attorneys, I think you should start. This is a great opportunity.
No, I really appreciate them. I appreciate, I talk about Ingrid all the time. Like anything Ingrid called me for, anytime. She never called me yet doing it. She hardly called me. I don't even know if she heard. But anything Ingrid called me for, no matter where I am, if Ingrid called me and said, Donovan, come do it, like I'm there. Because nice. Because those are, not just for me, forget me and what I'm doing. Those are the relationships that move anything, you know. I'm sure there are things that maybe not now, but if Ingrid was interested in, there are things that I know how to solve that she probably wouldn't. Because it's a coming together, just like our Rotary bring together the professions. It's a coming together of different ways of thinking to solve the problem. And that's why I say technology and the arts. But we need some lawyers too. We need some accountants too. We need some other people who don't know nothing about the arts to just look at it and say, boy, if you do this and this, you know, you can make it better. Because
yeah. Creativity and accounting doesn't work, you know.
Because you're going to say, this work when Lasco sell mackerel, you know. So it's just like, oh, you package it like mackerel. That's how you're going to sell it abroad. You know, it's just a way of thinking. And a lot of people, there's a difference in language between people in the arts and people in finance and people outside the arts. And there needs to be a common language for the development to be well-lined and oiled.
And Rotarian Donovan, I'm agreeing with you that Rotarian Ingrid is an excellent person, not just an excellent attorney, but an excellent person.
She is. I talk about her all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, it's no coincidence. So, Taryn Donovan and Director Joan, thank you. So, it's no coincidence then that Rotarian Ingrid will be doing the vote of thanks. Interesting.
Oh, goodness.
Let us welcome Rotarian Ingrid. She's coming on.
I'm right here, and I'm not looking so hot because I'm not feeling well. But because I want to do the vote of thanks, I said, let me put myself on video. But I'm not really feeling so hot. But thank you guys for the commendation. I really appreciate it. But, you know, it is what it is. Rotarian Donovan, excellent presentation. Excellent presentation. I mean, I don't know what to say. It was really good. You identified Jamaica's gift, visual arts, performing arts, culinary arts, sport, and all that. You spoke about technology, that it should be merged with the arts. And I mean, you expand on that, and that was excellent. You spoke about the fact too that $2.3 billion was earned in Jamaica, whether it was external or otherwise, but spent in Jamaica from the arts, and that's so good. You spoke about the 20,000 events that were organized in 2015 to 2017. It would be good to get the current data, and I'm sure you're working on that. And I know it's going to be affected somewhat this year because of COVID, because, you know, some fests and, you know, jazz and blues, Dream Weekend, and all that would have brought in a lot of revenue. Human resource and technology together, you indicated, can garner a lot of resources. And it will certainly be good too if you take could really take on the arts in a very meaningful way. I'm sure it would redound to the benefit of our country. And, you know, in identifying the five ways that we can transform the arts in Jamaica, oh my God, that was excellent. infrastructure design, street performance. I like the street performance aspect of it. I love the waterway part of it. I mean, at my age, I'm not married, but it'd be nice if I could walk on it and somebody would go to my house. You know, I agree art should be included in the curriculum in a very meaningful way. I like the idea of the specialized schools and that, you know, all of that. And so, but what bothers me is that, you know, the whole thing about 80% of professional artists not being employed. But nonetheless, Donovan, it was an excellent presentation. Thank you so much for highlighting all of that. And I wish you all the best, and I hope to be of more help to you and everybody else in the future.
Me too, Ingrid. I hope to help you one day. You need to call me. You don't call nobody, you know.
I certainly will. So look out for that call shortly.
Thank you so much. Right. Thank you so Take much.
Care. Okay, President.
Thanks, Rotier and Ingrid and Rotier and Donovan for that very colorful presentation. And remember your Rotary family. We will be in the next audience to push that national development. So just call on us. We will be there to support you. And just in case you need a finance person for that development.
Yo, 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 I need you, Atasha.
I'm there.
Always need a woman right now to deal with the money.
Yes.
Rotier and Donovan, we all heard her comment that she's willing to assist.
always there for me.
But President Atasha, before we sign off, I noticed that you were recording. Will you be posting it somewhere that we can, because it's such a wide-ranging presentation, very good, as everybody has indicated, that I would certainly like to go back through the presentation again. So
can you send it to me and I put it on my podcast, please?
Okay, I will.